So the first question I had was, why isn't this process going through the Board of Contract and Supply? Why aren't we picking a vendor, a wireless cell phone vendor, just based on that information alone?
And did anybody have an answer to that question?
No. I found it striking that city council members never received their cell phone bills. So there's no check and balance between the council member and the amount of time they're using their phone for city business and the dollars that is being spent for those individual accounts. Issues such as telephone equipment upgrades. This is starting to be a habit, and I understand that council members want to have the latest and greatest model in terms of new technology. However, at $600 a pop, that tends to add up. You ran a story several years ago around international calls being made from taxpayer cell phones. And here we are several years later having that same conversation. So my question would be, why are international phone calls being made using taxpayer cell phones? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So I think we have a responsibility to taxpayers to find out why this is happening and what we can do to mitigate it moving forward. I think in the grand scheme of things, these are de minimis amounts of taxpayer money. But when we're asking folks to step up in leadership capacities and take on very difficult and challenging financial matters, how can they lead in that capacity while dropping the ball in matters such as contracts and wireless cell phone spending?
One of your predecessors in that story I did 6 years ago said, you know, that would be a good idea to have people look at the bills. Did that ever happen?
Apparently not. But moving forward, I promise you and the taxpayers of Providence that each member of the city council will receive their cell phone bill, in addition to having a staff member in the city council office review that bill to make sure that there aren't abuses in terms of the usage that council members are using their wireless phones. I am concerned that if there is a change in leadership, that these individuals who were in leading capacities prior to my presidency will now take the reins, and this oversight that I've been pushing for and advocating for now with several of my colleagues for several years is going to fall by the wayside. If the city council decides not to adopt an internal policy around this issue, I think that warrants a conversation about changing the city council rules. Again, the city law department doesn't govern our rules. However, I'll also have a conversation with our city solicitor about this.